Armani, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Coach Sumlin's status. You hear the term hot seat. How easy is it for you guys to handle that as you're going through preseason camp?
I think it's pretty easy, actually. We haven't even really heard anything about it till like now. But this is our job to go out there and win every week and be able to produce.
Front row here, left side.
Armani, how seriously did you consider foregoing your last year to go to the draft, and what made you want to come back for your last year?
It was definitely on my mind, but I got injured last year, so that played a big part in coming back. And just being able to play for my senior year is a great thing, and I'm happy to be back at Texas A&M again.
Follow up.
You know, what are some ways the secondary can improve on last year? I mean, and how pleased were you with the way they performed towards the end of the year?
I think they performed well. Justin took command of the defense, and we had young guys step up, Larry Pryor, Charles Oliver, and everybody. And we're working hard right now in the offseason. Everybody's competing for a job. Everybody's job's open, so it's a nice group we have now with the younger guys that came in ready. They're hungry. They want to get on the field. So we've been having a good competition this offseason.
Front row, left side.
You know, it looks like Nick might be out for the year with that knee injury. You know, Charles, I know, started in his place last year. What does he bring to the table just as a sophomore?
He brings a tall, lengthy physicality as a corner. Now he played as a freshman, he has experience, he knows what he's doing, and he just gives a bigger body out there.
You know, I guess a lot of people have this is fun here. A lot of people have asked, you know, why has A&M kind of fallen apart the last couple of years at the end of the year? You know, you've been there for all these years. I mean, why has the team struggled towards November?
I feel like it's wear and tear, injury. So this year we have to be in the weight room or training room, taking care of our bodies, doing the little things right, so we can be able to compete every week at our highest level.
Anybody else? Okay. Is there anything specifically that Coach Hockey is doing differently than what Coach Jackson was? Because I know that Coach Sumlin was high on Larry during the middle of the year.
I'd say probably a different thing is more stretching, being flexible, and using flexible bands every workout. We use them every day now, so that's probably the difference I see right now.
How much time do I have? Let me just go ahead. What time do you need me out of here? I'll just go ahead and hand over the mic. What do you need?
He has till 2:30.
2:30? All right, so we'll just do it 1-on-1 here. Yeah, so, I mean, is this your first time here at Media Days or what?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, how has the whole experience been for you?
Oh, it's a nice experience. Not too many people get to do this and get to represent their university. So I'm pretty blessed to be here.
Did you get any tips on how to deal with everybody, how to deal with the cameras and the spotlight and things of that nature?
I mean, they kind of give you some tips, but everything is new to me, so I'm just taking it as it goes.
No, if there's nobody else, we'll just keep going here. We'll keep you through your time. you know, when Christian was saying about leadership meetings and things of that nature, I guess every Thursday or whenever y'all have them, how have you seen him develop from just kind of a freshman guy who coming in to now being one of the more vocal leaders on this team and kind of an elder statesman?
Really, since he got there, he was a leader from the beginning, but now you can see a more vocal leader every day, literally every day, giving little things to feed off of, doing workouts and motivating other guys, younger guys, and it really helps the team. And really everybody's now coming together, being accountable, holding the team to a certain standard.
Are there any young guys that you've been – I'm trying to ask questions. Can y'all not laugh here? Are there any guys that you've been impressed with that came in early as a true freshman?
I say the early guy that I've seen as receiver is Jamal Osmond. He seems pretty experienced and knows what he's doing. And really all our freshmen are hungry, and they've been working their tails off since they got here. And they're just – everybody's ready to get on the field.
Left side here. Name and affiliation, please.
That was Ben Baby of the Dallas Morning News. I'm Dan Matthews of GridironNow.com. Coda Martin was in here earlier and did a pretty spot-on impersonation of Jim Turner. Do you have an impersonation of your position coach, Coach Sumlin, or even Coach Chavis?
I'm not really good at impersonations. I might lose my voice. Man, I can't give you one right now. I don't know. He gonna hate me. I know Coach Sumlin's kind of a little stutter a couple times, you know. So maybe I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Unless you're ready to go, we can.
I'm chilling.
All right. In that case, and anyone, feel free to jack the mic if you need. You know, this team is going to be really young this year. You know, what do you think the ceiling is for this team, and how realistic are y'all's expectations going into this year?
I say the sky's the limit for us. Everybody, we haven't played yet. Everybody has a new team, and we know what we can do. We know what we're capable of. And for us, we want to be able to win the SEC championship and go on to the national championship, be the top-tier program like we are. We want to be on top of the SEC.
You know, have y'all talked about switching up the base defense at all? I know y'all were, you know, primarily 4-3, but have y'all talked about being a nickel primarily this year at all? Or
I feel like we've always been a more nickel team until you play teams like Arkansas or heavy running teams. But that's really, I feel like, is one of our base defenses is nickel.
4-2-5. You know, how have you seen? We got 2 more minutes here, so how do you have you seen Dalen Mack kind of progress, and what do you think he provides to the team now as a junior?
I say he's taking on more of a leadership role, and he's taking care of his body more, being physical down there in the trenches, knowing what gaps he should be in, and just really being more mentally into the game.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing you did this summer?
Favorite thing this summer? Man, I've just been working out in football this summer, really.
Yeah.
I guess going to the opening just recently. To be a counselor for them.
What was that experience like?
It was a nice experience. It was the second year they had college students come back, alumni. So it was nice to help out with the younger kids, tell them about my experiences in college and just being out there in football heaven again.